The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, people will remember on the show last week, Evandy Quillen was with me, the former RTE Sports broadcaster and now Fine Gael senator. She was talking about a number of priorities she's going to have, she hopes to have during her time in the Shannon. And one of them was the abolition of school uniforms. And the reason she said she wanted to get rid of school uniforms, or certainly replace the formal uniform, the shirt and tie and skirt, with a tracksuit, was to make it easier for girls and boys, but girls primarily, to participate in sport. She says it would deal with that big drop off that you see in the teenage years, and not just sport but movement in general, like cycling to school. She gave that example. Lots and lots of girls up and down the country who would cycle to school, who'd like to cycle to school but won't because of the skirt. So we're going to talk a little bit about that now, and Sonia O'Sullivan is with me, and we're going to speak to Sonia in just a moment, because there are fewer names, if any, higher up on the list of women in sport in this country. But Sophie Doolan is with me too, and Sophie's the Women in Sport Lead with the IABA, the Irish Amateur Boxing Association. Sophie, you're very welcome to the show. Thanks a million for joining us. So before we talk about this with your kind of professional hat on, maybe just as a woman in sport, is it something you'd agree with?
100%. I mean, I personally like having a uniform, but having a tracksuit would be so much better. Like, the formal uniform, even when I was in school, was an absolute nightmare, not just for cycling, which is a great example of just that term, that movement, like in getting to school. But I mean, even walking to school in the big long kilt and the knee-high socks with the big huge pins, it's an absolute nightmare. Like, you're not even that it's annoying if the wind blows at you, but you're also freezing cold. Like, you know, most of us chose to get the bus just because we were in the skirts and it was cold out. It would be so much easier if we were able to wear the tracksuits, 100%.
Yeah, and people text you and say, getting rid of school uniforms, is she mad? Wear tracksuit pants, problem solved. I mean, maybe that's kind of my clunky wording. What Ivan was suggesting was not necessarily you get rid of the uniform and people wear what they want. Because I tell you, as a parent of two kids, it would be a nightmare if they had to pick what they were wearing every day, because Saturdays and Sundays are bad enough. But rather, you get rid of the, as you said, the pinafore, or the kilt and the pins and the knee-high socks, and the uniform becomes something that it's easy to do activity in.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, like that, I agree with not getting rid of the uniform completely, because even from a student standpoint, it's a lot easier in the morning to know what you're wearing rather than having to pick it out from the wardrobe.
And do you see that as well in boxing, that drop off in girls' participation? Obviously with boxing, I mean, our most successful boxers over the last few years happen to be women. So I just wonder, is that slightly an anomaly, that maybe there's better continuation through the teenage years, or is it like all other sports?
I think it's like all other sports, where we do notice the drop off in the teenage years. Most girls that are still involved in boxing will have started it when they were younger. We do notice the drop off as well ourselves across the teenage years. But we're obviously working with Sport Ireland, as is every other sport, to just try and increase the increase physical activity in schools, in girls. So I think that will help us kind of retain them, but also bring in new girls too.
And beyond the uniform, that's a big part of it. But what are the other things in your mind and from your research and your work that causes that drop off?
So I've noticed there's a big social impact that causes the drop off in girls. I've found that some girls think boxing is a little bit kind of rough, and if their friends aren't doing it, well, then they don't want to do it. Or if they notice that, say again, talking about the image and stuff, if they feel like, oh, they look a bit rough and their friends aren't going to agree with it, or some of the boys around even, and that's terrible. But, you know, some of the boys are going to think they're tough, or they'll get called names in school. Well, then we have noticed that social impact is a massive, massive barrier to
just
sport.
Worrying what other people think, basically.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, you see that in terms of image and everything. What that is worrying what other people think.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have body image as well, when it comes to, say, like the likes of wearing the vests or anything. People don't want to show off their arms or their shoulders. And sometimes girls don't want to wear the big baggy shorts. They'd prefer something else. But I mean, again, it's an issue that we'd all obviously like to tackle.
You know? Sonia O'Sullivan, I mentioned, is with us as well. Sonia, it's always great to talk to you. Your girls went to school in the UK and in Australia, I understand, kind of by virtue of where you were training. So what was your experience there of uniforms?
Yeah, well, I suppose it's over 10 years now since I've been had to deal with uniforms. And I mean, they had a regular uniform and then also a sport uniform. And, you know, if you had a PE day, there was different rules for different days. And so if you had PE and it was in the morning, then you could wear your sport uniform to school. And then if you had PE in the afternoon, you would change into your sport uniform at lunchtime, and then you could wear your PE uniform home. So there was a lot of changing going on throughout the day. And, you know, I think it encourages quite a bit of organization and discipline in children. And I think that's really important, that, you know, I think uniform is really good. I think, you know, there's been a lot of changes over the years, and I think it's important for the modification of uniform that allows kids to move when they're at school, and whether that's the formal uniform or the sport uniform. And there's so many materials now that this is a possibility, that you can modify the uniform, you can modernize the uniform. And, you know, the key to keep kids moving is to be comfortable. And also shoes is the other thing. The shoes, it's really important to have shoes that you're able to walk around comfortably in. And I would be all in favour of getting rid of the traditional old style school shoes and going with the new modern kind of school shoes that are made by sports brands.
Yeah, I kind of, to repeat myself, with two kids, I would hate the thought of utterly scrapping the uniform, because, like, well, it would just be a nightmare getting them dressed. But I like the idea. I just find it slightly mad, Sonia, that my kids are more formally dressed than I am on a daily basis. And I don't have to do any movement. I'm sitting on my backside here for 3 hours every afternoon, and they're running around schoolyards, and they're cycling, and they're walking the dog, and they're playing hurling and camogie, and they're playing rounders and whatever other activities. And they do it in a pair of kind of trousers and a pinafore and a shirt and a tie every day. It's kind of mad. It's like, it's mad. If you were starting from scratch, nobody would suggest it, I don't think.
No, I mean, I think, you know, it's definitely good to streamline things. And I mean, things like a polo shirt, you know, work really good, and a tracksuit top, or a more kind of smart, like, zip up top or something like that. I mean, I suppose the whole idea of a uniform is that it keeps children looking smart when they're at school and when they're going to school, and also that you have pride in your uniform. And I think that was a whole thing in Australia particularly, was that the children going to school, that they knew that if they're wearing the uniform, they had to look good wearing it, you know, so the socks had to be pulled up, or either both pulled up or both pushed down, but not one up and one down. And you know, all children are individuals, so they find their own way of what works for them. And, you know, I know Sophie particularly, I mean, she used to find every possible excuse in the book to be able to wear her sport uniform every day.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely got to that, because it was just easier. And, you know, it is a headache for them to be changing all the time. And so I think, yeah, there are, you need, I suppose the school teachers and the schools need to be a little bit more lenient with kids when they are being active, and encourage the activity, because, you know, it's really important that children learn how important it is to be active, you know, for at least an hour every day, you know, from a very young age.
Yeah, with that, see, I think that's important as well. And it's a point Yvonne made too when she was on the show last week, is that you can't just think about physical activity as PE, as that slot during the week, you know, that it is all the other things. It's movement breaks, it's making sure that they run around at lunchtime. And if people are kind of texting into the show, because some of them are saying, just let them change or let them wear it on PE day, it misses the point that the other 4 days of the week, you want them moving as well. You don't want them just standing around because they're in uncomfortable shoes and a big long kilt.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose a lot of this can start at home as well. And, you know, you see less and less people walking to school these days. And, you know, you can't actually walk in the rain. You're not going to melt. And I see, you know, you see it on rainy days, the cars parked up outside the school waiting for the kids. I mean, I think there should be a huge encouragement for children to walk to and from school all the time.
Sophie, you know, would you be in favour then of that? Will we call it the kind of the halfway house of maintaining some sort of uniform in the sense of people wearing the same thing? Because I think Sonia's right. I think there's something to be said for knowing you're representing the school, you know, and that you're part of this group, and it creates a little sense of community. It also does away with the one-upmanship of the kids maybe from a, you know, a more salubrious background wearing the fancier clothes than, you know, the kids from a less salubrious background who might be embarrassed. If they're all in the same white polo shirt or blue polo shirt and tracksuit bottoms and runners, you do away with that.
Yeah, 100%. Like I said, I loved having a uniform. I still love having a work uniform. 100%, I agree that we shouldn't scrap uniforms altogether, but adapting them to be kind of more suited to physical activity is, it's so important. And even we were talking about that, yourself and Sonia were touching on just the movement breaks or even moving around the yard on lunch. You know, you're not going to do that in a skirt and socks. It's not comfortable. It's not nice. And you also do, you do kind of feel that sense of pride when you're wearing the uniform. So you don't want to kind of run around and make it look messy then either when, on the schoolyard. If you're there in your polo shirt and your tracksuit bottoms or just a more modern kind of uniform that promotes physical activity, well, then it's a lot easier to move around on lunch breaks.
One listener says, we're in an all-girls secondary school in Kerry and the girls aren't allowed shorts. Only in exceptional circumstances, they have to wear long tracksuit pants. I hope they've been allowed to wear shorts for the last few days. Thankfully, our school saw sense and scrapped the uniforms altogether when the weather is this hot. Why are we so formal with our uniforms, wonders somebody else. There's nothing wrong with a tracksuit, which is more comfortable and allows children to run around without worrying. It's also probably easier for parents in terms of washing. You don't have the ironing issue as school shirts. Yeah, I'm absolutely bet ironing my kids' school shirts. Uniforms are grand. But when you mention the cycling, it's totally understandable. Why not just have all genders wear the same uniform, says somebody else. And girls can wear trousers in the majority of schools on PE days. The schools have a sports uniform. Scrapping a uniform won't increase participation for many. Girls often don't want to get hot or sweaty at sports because of makeup, hair and feeling self-conscious in front of the boys, which are all issues, in fairness, that Sophie has mentioned. But to your point about PE days, again, we got to this eventually and maybe you sent in the message before it. We've got to look beyond just PE as being the day that people move, and there's meant to be movement built into every day. I think it's in the programme for government, actually, that there's going to be 60 minutes of movement, or is it 30 minutes per school day? How they incorporate that, we don't know. If they've got 4.5 years odd still left to run in this government, so maybe we'll find out. The whole idea of a school uniform is to keep them all equal. If there's no uniform, those who can afford the designer clothes will do that, showing off their wealth to those who can't afford them, which I think you're absolutely spot on. Keep a uniform, but just some version of a tracksuit uniform. Sophie Doolan is the Women in Sport lead with the IABA, the Irish Amateur Boxing Association. Sonia O'Sullivan, thank you both very, very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.